League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I've got Peter Pomegranate's sister.
Oh, and I've got the convention she should have gone to.
Date fight! Hello there. Finishes sipping bourbon. Welcome to Date Fight. It's a podcast where we take things that occurred on this day in history and we pitch them against each other with clapping of hands to re-emphasise points.
Yes, we do. Whether we want to or not, we're doing it today. Yeah. He's Jake Yap. I'm Nat Tapley, and we have trawled, and quite literally trawled through all of history today to try and find something to talk about to Lizzie Roper. Hello, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm very excited. Thank you very much.
Why?
Excited.
What's happening?
I've got sausage and beans for tea.
Really?
I don't mean
didn't all go there.
No, what I'm saying is I don't mean Heinz baked beans. I mean green runner beans grown with my own green fingers.
In my garden.
In my garden
then
with
I
my own.
Then I strolled to the shore and I wiped my dog's
on some seaweed.
I weed. I weed on the compost.
Oh, yeah, you should do that. I do that.
Should you?
I mean, the trouble is our compost is in the front garden.
Is it in a bin? Do you have to lift the lid of the bin and do it?
Good morning.
I have to wee into a yoghurt pot and then pour it on.
Listen, Nat.
There's no way. You cannot convince me there's any yoghurt pot that's capable of containing an entire human micturition.
It would have to be like in a commercial, like catering.
Wholesale. Yes, when we get a lot of our catering
yoghurt
pots.
Yes. 500 mil.
Lizzie, you're buying catering-sized pots of yoghurt, and I'm going to have to ask, how is your vaginal health?
No, my vaginal health is excellent. I am chalk from the waist down. I don't need to bother with stuff like that.
On which note, let's talk about women's stuff and the 19th of July, 1848, and the beginning of the Seneca Falls National Women's Conference, the first ever convention for women in which they demanded demands and didn't get them for ages. It was the first women's rights convention ever in the United States. It was held in the Wesleyan Chapel in Seneca Falls, New York. It was arranged by female Quakers who had met with Elizabeth Cady Stanton.
Were they called Quakettes?
Until the convention, yes.
And they here's the Quakettes, now known as Quakers.
We are Lady Quakers. Now, people think that Quakers were particularly... It was organised by Quakers because no other women in the United States had any experience of speaking in public, whereas Quakers had to testify every week at their services. They were used to speaking in public, whereas most women fainted at the prospect, apparently. Lucretia Mott had the idea. It was her idea. Mm. Elizabeth Cady Stanton wrote a book about it called A History of Women's Suffrage, of which she decided that was the very moment at which the fight for women's rights began. At a conference she'd organised, she decided in her book. Certain things had happened before. Earlier that year, there'd been the Married Women's Property Act, which meant that women who married could keep at least some of their property. And women suffered.
That's nice.
Yeah, they're allowed to keep bits of it.
Yeah, bits.
Mm. Yeah, the bits their husbands couldn't find the use for.
Not the stuff you'll only get hysterical over.
Yes. Damn.
Ow.
They weren't convinced. There was arguments at the conference as to whether or not they wanted the right to vote. Some people thought it wasn't worth arguing about the vote. But Frederick Douglass, who was the only African-American there, said, no, you really should get the right to vote as well. That's quite important. And that's it. And after that became an annual event and was the source of many of the suffragists of the late 19th century in America. So that's the Seneca Falls Women's Rights Conference of 1848.
Genius.
Well, beat that, Jake.
Easy. Yeah. Easy. Easy, because I saw that one and I thought Nat will go for that one.
And I thought for some slaves.
I've got the history of French dogs' penises.
Oh.
Yay!
Les verbes,
l'histoire des beats de siens.
Ouais.
Écrire par Henri Le Cockman.
La pipe. Bon.
Oh, my cup runneth over. Fill me up,
Daddy. It was chalk. You just a few moments ago
said
it was chalk.
She said her pup runneth over.
Oh, right.
The carpet. Right. Peter Pomegranate's sister. Do you know who that is?
No.
Well, then let me take you to the 19th of July, 1545.
Ooh.
And just off Portsmouth, I mean, a lot of it is quite off, the Tudor warship, the Mary Rose, sinks. It was the sister
ship. Oh, I liked
her
sauce.
It was the sister ship of Peter Pomegranate.
Really?
I did not know. Yeah.
No.
It really was.
Are you sure it wasn't a song from the 1980s?
That was a better one that they had to raise, like spend millions of pounds.
Raise
if they were spending millions of pounds pulling up the Peter Pomegranate, then
yeah.
That would have made the whole thing look a bit silly.
Yeah. She had served for 33 years in several wars. There were some people who thought, oh, she went out on her maiden voyages. That's not true. She served for over three decades and was the subject of the most complex and expensive maritime salvage project in history. On the 11th of October, 1982, as I sat in that porter cabin hut that passed for a classroom in the annex playground of Stillness Juniors, I sat and watched it being raised with everyone else, and we were just so grateful that the telly was on and we weren't having to do worksheets or smile cards.
But did it take your teacher an awfully long time to make the television work?
Yeah. Miss, you're doing it wrong. We expect those among
us... Scott leads, sir.
Yeah, Scott. Scott was a long way off. It was a 5-pin DIN plug, thank you very much, or an RF modulator.
Checker.
I think those of us who had seen The Empire Strikes Back, amongst which I did not number, expected it to be like watching Yoda lift Luke Skywalker's fighter spaceship out of the swamp. It was not like that. It was the sound of hydraulics and some floats on the water for many, many hours. But my God, the moment when it broke the surface and just some black stuff come out. But it was the 80s and
doctor said the same thing.
We were excited for that. So there it is, sunk in 1545 today.
How lovely. As we think of things that should remain submerged, let's go to the birthdays and death days. Happy birthday to Samuel Colt, the American firearms manufacturer who's probably responsible for more deaths than almost any other human being. Well done, Samuel Colt. Happy birthday to Max Fleischer, the Polish immigrant to America who became an early pioneer of animation with Out of the Inkwell and all of the other good early ones. Happy birthday to Brian May, the curly-headed astrophysicist and Anita Dobson enthusiast who's been a Conservative supporter for as long as anyone can remember. That's Brian May.
Yes,
he's
but he
a very
also,
enthusiastic Conservative.
He did twist his buttock in in lockdown.
Brian May, how do you twist it? I strolled into my garden, I gathered beans for my supper. I strode to the shore. I wiped my dog's wet and then I twisted my buttock with Brian May.
It was all over the news. It was all over the news.
Were it?
Brian
really?
May's
in
buttock.
Guernsey. The Guernsey news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Brian May's buttock remains twisted.
In the meantime, the sacrifice will be going ahead as planned.
Tomorrow, tune in to find out which celebrities have untwisted buttocks. Happy death day.
Hang on. I want to know. You can't just sail off. What? How did he twist his buttock?
Gardening, of course.
He strolled out into his garden, pulled his beans. Or he pulled potatoes, right? You never pull beans.
Well,
what do you do to them?
I can't say. Flick. Happy death day to Petrarch. He's the Italian poet who came up with the Petrarchan sonnet form.
Sorry, Matt, can you just walk me and Lizzie through like the vision for Date Fight as you saw it a year or so ago?
Oh, well, it would be a highly informative, family-friendly show in which...
This is going to be the best Patreon podcast ever.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's Dirty Death Days, just to make it worthwhile.
Swearing. Yeah.
Should I do some Dirty Death Days to make it all right for the
Yes,
patrons.
Come on, let's put this go. On.
All right. Petrarch, the poet.
Oh, God.
Italian
so
poet invented the... the Petrarchan sonnet. He was a priest when he started out, then he saw a lovely lady he liked, so he stopped being a priest so that he could do something horrid to her. Happy death day to Margaret Fuller. Margaret Fuller was the first female war correspondent in the mid-19th
so
century. At one point she met Edgar Allan Poe because one of her friends sent her to get her love letters back from him, and he told her to go away rudely. Happy death day to Syngman Rhee. He was the first president of South Korea who didn't like communists. He killed 100,000 of them.
But of course, most famously, made it into We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel next to U2 and
Syngman
Paola
Rhee
and
his
Kennedy.
His breakfasting obsessed brother, Kedger Rhee.
And Muesler.
What's a fascist's favourite breakfast?
Yeah.
Oswald Muesli.
You did well on that one.
That's the birthdays and the death days. Somewhere in there.
God, wish me luck, everyone. God. Can I have the point just for the editing?
Yeah, I think so.
Nope. So we've got Peter Pomegranate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some dirty old ship at the bottom of the ocean.
Just to be perfectly clear, I can never handle it on ITV News when he signs off. One of the correspondents says, "Chris Ship, ITV News."
I can't believe that for so many years Christopher Peacock was Chris Peacock, nobody said you can't. You can't sign off calling yourself Crispy Cock. Come on, Christopher. But he did it for years, dirty old bugger.
Well, Graham Matthews had to change his thing from Norfolk and Good, didn't he? His turkey's originally Norfolk and Good.
And I went through our register at school, because I went to school when it was black and white, and so we had those old written registers.
Were you separated by race at school?
Oh, no! So then there was a girl in the 1960s whose name was Fanny Hyman.
Oh,
here you are, Mr.
Incredible.
Mrs. Hyman. Here's your little baby. What do you like to call it?
Sadist.
I know. Clitoris? I don't know. Fanny. We'll call it Fanny.
Wow.
Yes. Anus Hyman.
Yes. So we have Peter Pomegranate at the bottom of the ocean, or some lovely ladies at Seneca Falls, or Brian May taken to hospital after tearing buttock muscles whilst gardening.
That is not one of the things. That is not one of the things.
Shut up.
That happened in May.
From the 8th of May in The Guardian, Brian May has complained of relentless pain after he was taken to hospital following a garden injury that literally tore muscles in his buttocks, and while in recovery made a sustained attack on Boris Johnson's preparedness for coronavirus.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is tearing a buttock muscle the new tired and emotional? Like, what was actually happening?
Well, he does say on Instagram, "I managed to rip my gluteus maximus to shreds in a moment of over-enthusiastic gardening."
No. There's no way you can shred. You can't shred a gluteus maximus in a moment. There's no moment in which that can happen.
I would say a series of sustained moments up and down.
I think over-enthusiastic gardening is a euphemism for stuffing it up, Dobson.
Can we do it the other way round? Because I did some gardening this afternoon and I'd really like to go down the pub and say, "Do you know what I did this afternoon? I stuffed it up and eat it."
Merry Christmas,
you what?
Darling.
I said I did some gardening.
Oh man. Anyway.
What to do?
Oh, Ange.
Yeah. Yeah, where were we? Oh, yeah, there were some ladies making porridge, talking out loud.
What?
Yes.
Quakers.
Oh, yeah. How'd you like your oats? in the morning, unfertilised.
Just fling your porridge up. Cut out the middleman. Yeah.
I must say, have you ever tried putting porridge up your... It's bloody difficult, I can tell you.
If you do it the night before and then shove some milk up as well, by the morning...
I'd like to give Brian May the points, but Brian May, Brian May not. You know who it's going to be. Oh dear. Obviously, you know who's won, don't you? You know who's won.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Those Quakers and their pesky canine penises. The point goes to Nathaniel Tapley.
Thank you very much. What a great start to the week. I feel everything coming up Tapley this week.
What a great start to the week. What a great steaming part.
And if you managed to make it through today's day fight.
I hope you're talking about future me editing this.
Yeah, I am. I'm talking both to you and to the audience who will find it no more fun than you will.
Well, at least you kept all your clothes on, you big
it will
freak.
Have been Listen.
Yes. Look, listen.
Mm-hmm. Think.
Yeah.
About my
Do you kiss your mother with that mouth?
Bye, everyone.
Bye,
you don't
you, bye.
Know which bit.
Bye.
That's for me.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.